your home is polluted. Surprise! This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. So there's this new study out today in the Journal of Health and Social Behavior. It finds people are surprised to learn how much of their exposure to chemicals comes from the products they buy and bring home. Rebecca Williams has been looking into this. So what did they find, Reb?
Well, this study is a follow-up on a household exposure study of women in Cape Cod. Researchers took urine and blood samples, and they sampled the dust in people's homes. This new study gave the women their results. They showed them what kind of chemicals were found in their bodies and in their homes. Rebecca Gassier-Altman is the lead author of the study.
Participants were surprised about where these chemicals were coming from, and they did not anticipate that they were likely coming from products that they brought into their homes every day and used on their bodies unknowingly, and were not from big industrial dumps.
She says before, the women had thought of pollution coming from big environmental disasters, not daily exposure to chemicals from carpeting, furniture, cosmetics, and the other things that we buy.
So they just weren't aware of all these chemicals they're bringing into their house, stuff like flame retardants in the sofa and carpet, phthalates in cosmetics, pesticide residues.
Right. Now, the researchers say you have to be careful about making broad conclusions. This is a small group of people who were interviewed, just 25 women. But this study is being repeated in other groups of people around the country.
Guess we'll look for those studies then.
That's right.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
This is the Environment Report. Bisphenol A, or BPA, in plastics has been in the news a lot this year. Some retailers have removed baby bottles with BPA in the plastic from their store shelves. Canada is talking about banning it altogether because of concerns that BPA could damage the reproductive systems of developing fetuses and babies. In the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration has been saying, it's safe. It's safe. Safe enough. A couple of reporters at the Journal Sentinel newspaper in Milwaukee, Suzanne Rust and Meg Kissinger, were curious about that. They had a bunch of different plastics that are used in microwaves tested by an independent lab to see if BPA ended up in the food. Suzanne Rust is with us. How did this work?
We went and looked for products that we knew had bisphenol A in it, so can linings, baby bottles, Rubbermaid containers that have the number 7 on the bottom, the recycling number. We knew infant formula in a can would have it. We also wanted to see like the stuff that people microwave sort of every day, like Campbell's soup or these microwave trays, if those plastics had the chemical in them as well.
Okay, what'd you find?
So we found levels of bisphenol A in everything we looked at, which was it was sort of eye-opening for us. And I don't think I really thought we were going to find anything in the plastics with recycling numbers 1, 2, or 5 on them, because they're not supposed to have it in it, but they did. So that was kind of amazing to us.
So even the plastics that we've been told are safe, don't have BPA in them, actually leach the chemical in the microwave.
Correct.
That is amazing. And what was the response of the American Chemistry Council?
Well, it was sort of the response they give over and over again, that these are very low levels that we were finding. They don't pose a threat to anybody's health. And we found the levels that a child would be exposed to. We could find published literature that showed those same levels caused pretty nasty things in laboratory animals. So to say that these are perfectly safe is they aren't for rats.
Okay. So what are you guys recommending to your readers?
You know, if you're worried about it, use glass, use ceramic, avoid plastic if you can.
Suzanne Rust is a reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which tested for BPA and microwave foods. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to come check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.